This morning, our election series, 30 Issues in 30 Days, focuses on immigration. President Obama and Mitt Romney have different solutions, especially in dealing with undocumented immigrants living in America. In last night's debate, Romney outlined his plan while the president listed his accomplishments.
We should give visas to people, green cards rather, to people who graduate with skills that we need. People around the world with accredited degrees in science and math get a green card stapled to their diploma. Come to the U.S. of A. Number two, we're going to have to stop illegal immigration. There are 4 million people who are waiting in line to get here legally. Those who've come here illegally take their place. So I will not grant amnesty to those who've come here illegally. What I will do is I'll put in place an employment verification system and make sure that employers that hire people who have come here illegally are sanctioned for doing so. I would not give driver's licenses to those that have come here illegally, as the president would. The kids of those that came here illegally, those kids, I think, should have a pathway to become a permanent resident of the United States.
We are a nation of immigrants. Talent from all around the world wants to come here. People who want to build on their dreams and make sure their kids have even bigger dreams than they have. But we're also a nation of laws. So what I've said is we need to fix a broken immigration system, and I've done everything that I can on my own and sought cooperation from Congress to make sure that we fix this system. First thing we did was to streamline the legal immigration system, to reduce the backlog, make it easier, simpler, and cheaper for people who are waiting in line, obeying the law to make sure that they can come here and contribute to our country. And that's good for our economic growth. They'll start new businesses. They'll make things happen that create jobs here in the United States. Number two, we do have to deal with our border. So we put more border patrol on than any time in history, and the flow of undocumented workers across the border is actually lower than it's been in 40 years.
According to the U.S. Census, Massachusetts has about 1 million foreign-born residents. Half of them have become American citizens, while thousands more are either waiting to become citizens or are here on visas. WGBH Radio's Ann Mostu has their story.
The immigrant experience in Massachusetts teeters between excitement.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward for the presidential because this is my first presidential one and it's exciting.
And fear.
There is fear. That's, you know, a legitimate statement that there is fear among the immigrant community.
Vladimir Saldana is the excited one. At 21, he's a senior at UMass Lowell. But it's his journey to the States when he was 10 that has been building to this day. A few years ago, his mom became a U.S. citizen, and since Vladimir was 16, he too was naturalized. Now old enough to vote for the first time in a U.S. presidential election, Vladimir rattles off the major issues.
I cared a lot about health care. It's very important, I mean, for every citizen, not just immigrants or non-immigrants. I think it's important for every citizen. Due to my history, I think healthcare, it should be universal. It should be for everyone. So I do agree with how they call Obamacare. I cite with that. Also, student loans and job creation.
Immigrants are making up more and more of the Massachusetts mosaic. Over the past decade, on average, 30,000 immigrants a year have become U.S. citizens in the Bay State. But thousands more are still waiting. Juliana Langell was born in Brazil and now lives in Attleboro. She applied for U.S. citizenship in September and paid $680 for this lengthy process. While Juliana can't vote yet, she says she pays attention to politics.
Immigration is not the only issue that would affect how I would vote. So I do try to look at what the candidates really believe versus what they say. I try to do a little research on what they have done in the past. I don't know if I would actually ever sign up for a party because I strongly disagree with the two-party system. I am a political science major, and I come from Brazil where we have lots of options.
The backdrop to all this energy and excitement in becoming a U.S. citizen is the fear. Yes, President Obama issued an executive order deferring deportation for undocumented immigrant youth. But his administration has significantly increased deportations at the U.S.-Mexico border.
There is among the immigrant community disappointment that Congress did not act and come up with a comprehensive immigration reform.
Ava Malona is a naturalized citizen originally from Albania, and she's the executive director of the Massachusetts Immigrant and Refugee Advocacy Coalition.
We haven't seen a serious effort since 2007, when, you know, Senator Kennedy was the chair of the Judiciary Committee and the champion of Massachusetts and the champion of really bringing together a bipartisan coalition from both parties and coming up with a workable and practical solution.
Melona's coalition is not endorsing any candidate. She says that Congress has focused too much on security at the Mexico border and not enough on the nearly 11 million undocumented immigrants already living in the U.S. She supports the DREAM Act, which would allow the children of illegal immigrants to become legal residents if they attend college or serve in the U.S. military for at least 2 years. She says there's some concern about what a Republican administration would do with the lists of names of young illegal immigrants who have applied for Obama's deferred action visas. So fear is getting in the way of the excitement for many immigrants. Vladimir, the UMass Lowell student, is concerned his fellow students, immigrants, and the rest won't register to vote by this Wednesday's deadline.
I'm trying to convince them. I hope they do. It's important. You have to vote. That's like part of the democracy in America. You know, like some people are not even allowed to vote other parts of the world, and you don't want to take advantage of that.
Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.